Okay, good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, August 19th. The time is 10:11 a.m. This is the time and place for the Chavez Deaccession Subcommittee of the Public Art and Community Design Committee. I will go ahead and begin with item one, a roll call to establish quorum. Valerie Sipp.
Present.
Lily Tate.
Here.
Alicia Vasquez.
Here.
Kelly Wei.
Here.
Angela Reyes.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Martha Reyes.
Here.
You. And we do have quorum with all six members present. Moving on to introduction of guests and attendees. So if every subcommittee member and guest would like to briefly introduce themselves, I'll go ahead and start to call on people. You could say like your name and who appointed you to the committee or any other information that you have. Valerie?
Good morning. My name is Valerie Sipp. I use she, her pronouns, and I am an Arts Foundation appointee.
Thank you. Lily?
Good morning. I'm Lily Tate. I am one of the members of PACD. I'm also a ceramics teacher in Marin Unified School District, and I represent District 1 on PACD.
Thank you. Alicia?
Hi, Alicia Vasquez, she, her, ella are my pronouns. I am the District 5 PACD rep, and the hats I am wearing today include Mexican American Museum co-director, Chicano history professor, Chicano studies history professor, and Crip Chicana mama from Tucson.
Thank you. Kelly?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kelly Wei. I am the City of Tucson's Cultural Affairs Officer out of the City Manager's Office.
Thank you. Angela?
Buenos días, Angela Reyes, she, her, ella pronouns. I am the Secretary of the Dolores Huerta Unity Coalition, formerly the Cesar Chavez Dolores Huerta Coalition.
Thank you. And Martha?
Marta Reyes, she, her, ella. I'm the co-chair of the Dolores Huerta Unity Coalition.
Thank you. And Nelda?
Good morning, y'all. I'm a culture worker organizer here in the region. Thanks.
Thank you. Kim?
Kim texted me and says she was having audio problems.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
I have been troubleshooting sound stuff for the last hour and 15 minutes. Hi, my name is Kim Dominguez, she or they pronouns. Val, it's so good to see your face. And I currently am the comms manager at the Ward 1 office, City of Tucson, Vice Mayor Lane, Santa Cruz. I'm also a K-12 Ethnic Studies alum and an MAS grad from the U of A.
Thank you. Brianne?
Good morning. My name is Brianne Butner, and I am a former Mexican American Studies teacher in TUSD through the Culturally Responsive Pedagogy and Instruction Department. And I'm also a part of community organizing with a lot of people in this room. Thank you.
Thank you. Genesis?
Good morning, buenos dias, Genesis Cubillas, and I serve as a policy advisor for Mayor Regina Romero.
Thank you. Wilwin?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Wilwin Reyes. I'm the Director of Public Art for the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Chia?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gia Del Pino. I'm the Communications Manager for the Arts Foundation.
And Yuyu?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yuyu Shiratori. I'm with the Arts Foundation and Public Art Collections Associate.
Thank you. And I'm Sadie Shaw. I'm the administrator of the PAC-TC. And then last but not least, Adriana Gallego.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Adriana Gallego, the CEO of the Arts Foundation. I'd like to offer this opportunity just to give us a bit of a grounding. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Today, you will be participating in the transparent and deliberate process to address the deaccession request submitted by Mayor Romero and City Council to remove city artwork assets bearing reference to Cesar Chavez from the City of Tucson's public art collection. As the city's local arts agency, the Arts Foundation administers the city's public art collection based on the policies written in the city's public art administrative directives. Deaccessioning is a careful and intentional process that involves removing artwork from a collection, and these requests are made with careful consideration of public opinion, professional judgment, and legal counsel with respect for all stakeholders. When carried out thoughtfully and appropriately, deaccession is an integral part of the responsible collections management. The Arts Foundation is committed to facilitating open dialogue in a safe space as decisions are made. While we understand the community's desire for swift action, meaningful change requires collective engagement and input. Just as the installation of the artworks required careful consensus building among the city and surrounding neighborhoods, its official removal or deaccession from the city's public art collection will follow a similarly deliberate and transparent process. My colleague Yuyu Shiratori will walk you through the process and timeline, as well as your role and responsibility based on these directives. We're here to answer any questions and to guide you through a smooth process as a subcommittee. Thank you so much again for your time and your thoughtful consideration. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Adriana. And I believe that is everyone. If not, please do shout out now. But hearing none, I'll go ahead and move on to item 3, call to the audience. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee subcommittee of the officially named Chavez Deaccession Subcommittee. And due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion to the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public, unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. Currently, we do not have anyone who has formally submitted a form to speak today, but we do have several members of the public in the audience. And so if anyone wishes to speak for 3 minutes during this item, please raise your hand or indicate that now. Okay, seeing none, we can go ahead and move on to item 4, which is review of administrative directives. And I'll pass it on to Yuyu, who will give a presentation on the administrative directives of the public art program and relocation and deaccession. The link is in the agenda. And just a note of caution, if we can keep our comments or questions directly in relation to the City of Tucson's administrative directives for this item, so that we can abide by open meeting law. Thank you. Yuyu?
Yes, thank you so much, Sadie. Thank you, everyone, for being here for this important meeting. I'm going to share my screen now. Okay. Can everyone see my screen? Yes, okay. So, yes, we'll be going over the relocation deaccession administrative guidelines. So this subcommittee meeting, the determinations that, the discussions will be guided by these policies. The relocation deaccession policy and deaccession is a formal permanent removal of an item from an official collection. Once an item is deaccessioned, the institution legally removes it from their inventory register, allowing them to move forward with disposition or the final fate of the object. It is the policy of the City of Tucson to ensure the ongoing presence and integrity of its public art collection. The intent of the policy is to preserve the original intent of the artist, honor civic interests involving in creating sitting of artwork, benefit the public by ensuring safety and access to artworks. So we have a few deaccession guidelines here. The deaccession will be considered only after careful and partial evaluation of the artwork within the context of the city's collection as a whole. Consideration of removal or relocation of artwork must involve the same degree of careful review as a decision to commission the artwork. Therefore, professional judgment, public interest must inform these decisions. At the beginning of the process, a reasonable effort will be made to notify any living artists whose work is being considered for deaccession or relocation. Deaccession should be considered only after 5 years has lapsed from the date of installation for permanent works or acceptance of the artwork in the case of portable works. Deaccession may also be considered under special circumstances, such as when artwork has been damaged beyond repair or presents a public safety hazard. This is a broad overview of the deaccession relocation process. So it starts from a request from anyone within the community. It can come from the city. It can come from within Arts Foundation. The request is initiated. That request goes to the broader PACD committee. And from there, the committee appoints the subcommittee, which is this meeting. We will be going over the project details, and here we'll be determining the next steps towards resolving the request. Here in this meeting, we can seek or request additional information prior to sending the final recommendation to the broader PACD. So it'll go back to the PACD, where that recommendation will be voted upon. From there, the Arts Foundation board will vote on the recommendation. From there, it'll be passed on to the city. And this is an item that pertains specifically for the subcommittee. The relocation deaccession subcommittee will consist of no more than 7 members with up to 5 arts professionals, including members of the PACD, art conservators and curators, and up to 2 city staff members from the department directly responsible for the artwork. Here, subcommittee members may seek additional expert advice in the process if appropriate. We have a list of 10 criteria for relocation or deaccession. 1, artwork is not or is rarely on display because of lack or of suitable site. 2, the condition or security of the artwork cannot be reasonably guaranteed. 3, the artwork has been damaged or has deteriorated and repair is impractical or unfeasible. 4, the artwork endangers public safety. 5, in case of site-specific work, no suitable site is available or significant changes in the use, character, or design of the site has occurred, which affect the integrity of the artwork. 6, the artwork has been determined to be significantly incompatible or inferior to the context of the collection. 7, the city wishes to replace the artwork with a work of more significance by the same artist. 8, the artwork requires excessive maintenance or has faults of design or workmanship and repair is impractical or unfeasible. 9, there has been sustained or overwhelming public objection to the artwork. 10, written request from the artist. Okay, and the application of the relocation deaccession criteria. As mentioned earlier,
the PACD determined that one of the criteria was met, so we're having this meeting, and opinions of independent professional qualified to comment on the concerning, on the concern prompting the review. For example, conservators, engineers, architects, art historians, legal counsel, et cetera, will be solicited as appropriate. If the concern is substantiated, reasonable efforts to address the concern, including repair and or relocation, should be considered. As part of the relocation deaccession process, Arts Foundation staff will write a report to bring up to the PACDC. This will include determination that the city holds clear legal title to the artwork considered for deaccession, the opinion of the city attorney on any restrictions which may apply to the specific artwork, approval or recommendation of the appropriate city departments, documentation of community input, and attachments from independent reviewers. And finally, disposition, which means just the final settlement or fate of the object that we are looking at. The matter of disposition will be in the interest of the city and its collection. Arts Foundation shall consider the following actions in order of priority. 1, relocation of artwork. 2, sale, loan, or trade of artwork. 3, donation of artwork. And 4, destruction of artwork. Okay, and that concludes the overview of the deaccession and relocation policy.
Thank you. Do we have any comments or questions?
I have a question. Will the slides be shared with the folks present today?
Perfect.
Yeah, and also this can be, if you go on a search engine, just look up City of Tucson Administrative Directives. It can be pulled up right now as well. But yeah, we can share this for the future.
Thank you.
Of course.
And the link is available in the agenda.
Perfect.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, we could go ahead and move on to item 5, project overview, Cesar Chavez sculpture, and then Ms. Shiratori will give a presentation on the information regarding the deaccession of the Cesar Chavez at Five Points. Do you?
Sorry, I accidentally exited out of that. Okay. Can everyone see the screen? Alrighty. Okay, so we are all here to discuss the Cesar Chavez sculpture. This artwork was created by Luis Mena and casted bronze, and it was installed in 2020. We are all probably familiar with the location. It's in the very busy intersection of 18th Street, 6th Ave, and Stone Avenue. So the artwork was commissioned in 2014 as part of a targeted initiative to enhance the Five Points intersection. Designed as a gateway and identity installation, the piece is intended to serve as a visual anchor for the historic intersection of Barrio Viejo, Barrio Santa Rosa, Barrio Santa Rita, and the Armory Park neighborhood. The artwork is intended to mark the arrival into downtown while heading north, while expressing the distinct cultural identities of the surrounding barrios. It's sought to honor the area's history, specifically the 30s and 50s era, when it served as a thriving hub for these for three state highways and a vibrant nightlife center. The artwork was designed to complement a decades-long community-led advocacy for pedestrian improvement, including ADA ramps, lighting, and sidewalks. So this is a brief timeline overview of what has happened within this past year related to this artwork. There was news release of abuse by Cesar Chavez March 16th. Arts Foundation notified artist Luis Mena that the news may impact the artwork. And on March 23rd, the artwork had been vandalized, and by then it was removed. April 1st, Arts Foundation notified Luis Mena of the removal of the sculpture and pending deaccession requests that will be coming from the city. April 7th, Mayor Regina Romero and City Council requested that the city manager's office decommission city assets with Chavez's name. May 13th, artwork deaccession request was introduced to the PAC DC at the public meeting for consideration of Chavez's work. Okay, and these are just a few images from news clips and site visits of the artwork that was vandalized here on the left. Pretty much immediately after the news release, it was vandalized. And then here on the right is the remaining paint that was poured onto the sculpture and the pedestal with the sculpture that was removed. Along with the sculpture and as part of the broader artwork for this area, Cesar Chavez Avenue signage was installed in one of the archways, and that was also removed after the request from the council, mayor and council. Okay, and this again is a brief overview of the process. We had received the deaccession request by the city, and we had brought it up to PAC DC. And again, we are in this subcommittee meeting where we can determine the final disposition of the artwork. What happens here in the subcommittee meeting will be brought to the broader PAC D. Arts Foundation Board of Directors will look at it, vote on it, and whatever recommendation comes out of this subcommittee meeting will be ultimately forwarded to the city department and city manager for a review. Okay, so the criteria for deaccession, as stated by a request from the city, is that the artwork endangers public safety. We'll just go back here. As you can see here, the artwork is situated in a pretty busy intersection, and the pedestal stands pretty tall. It took, climbing up on this pedestal to vandalize the artwork, leading the city to remove it. Okay. So, deaccession guidelines. So, deaccession will be considered only careful and partial evaluation of the artwork, which we'll be discussing, you know, any concerns or considerations in the subcommittee meeting. A reasonable effort will be made to notify any living artists. Luis Mena was invited to this meeting. Also, we had kept him updated on any upcoming meeting dates, so he has been notified. And the artwork was installed in 2020, originally commissioned in 2014. So 5 years has lapsed from the date of installation. And deaccession may be considered because this is a special circumstance which presents a public safety hazard. Okay, so things to consider for our subcommittee members is disposition, so the fate of the artworks and components that bear Chavez's likeness and name. So the bronze sculpture, it has been removed. Currently it is in storage. The pedestal still remains, and the name on the archway. Excuse me. As well, as mentioned earlier, the broader PAC D will be receiving a full staff report that has the determination that the city holds clear legal title to the artwork, opinion of the city attorney on any restrictions, approval recommendation from appropriate city departments, and of course, any additional input, documentation from independent reviewers, community input, and any additional notes that come out of this meeting. Okay, and again, disposition, the final fate of the artwork, and what happens, like final settlement of the object. The manner of disposition will be in the best interest of the city and its collection. So Arts Foundation will consider relocation, sale, loan, trade of artwork, donation, or destruction of the artwork. Okay, and that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions? Ms. Vasquez?
I'm curious what Luis Mena's response was to all of this.
When I first reached out to him immediately after the news release to let him know that his artwork would likely be impacted, he really said no comment. So, and you know, he was invited as well to this meeting.
Any other comments or questions?
I remember when this was brought up during PAC-D, and I may be misremembering, so correct me if I'm wrong, but there was also some mention of the pedestal itself affecting like the ADA compliance or something like that of that corner. Can that be spoken about more, the details of that?
You
actually, oh, well, go ahead.
You want me to? Okay. Yeah, we talked to the city about that. And as far as public artwork goes, it is simply too close to the corner to observe it. It require you backing up and walking into the street. So there's a safety hazard of having an artwork there in general. And secondly, the access to view it, while ADA compliant, is not the most accessible location for an artwork. So the idea is that the removal of the pedestal as well should be considered, so the space is open for wider foot traffic.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions, feel free to just come off mute and speak. Ms. Gallego?
I'd just like to offer that if any of the committee members need more information, more documentation, clarification, that our team would be happy to compile whatever is within our purview to bring back to you if you need more information on anything.
Would anyone like to request more information? Comments or questions?
I guess, what has the city heard in terms of, like, number of people who've called to get rid of it versus number of people that want to keep it? And just has there been any dialogue about that we can know about?
I have only been aware of some small conversations out of Ward 5 and Ward 1 with people more or less curious about what's going to happen to it. And then basically we refer to this happening, this process taking place.
And I can speak from our office. We've gotten some constituent calls and emails. I want to say like around 10:15, where at first it's that the city did not act fast enough. And then it was the complaint that we acted too fast without any kind of public process. So we've directed them to PAC-D, and this is the process that the city has, but given the circumstances, mayor and council gave direction. So it's been kind of a mix. And I think we've gotten like a couple on, you still need to honor his history and the legacy he's leaving behind, just leave the artwork as is. So it's been sort of a little bit of everything that our office is getting regarding specifically to Sasa Chavez.
Can I jump in one more thing real quick and say thank you to Gia and the Arts Foundation in general for posting? You guys have like a blog page up that has information so that the public is able to reference that and sort of see where we are in the process. That's been super helpful.
Thank you. And Martha?
Yeah, sorry, this is Angela. So after like the information is gathered, like what are the steps, the next steps of it?
So the next steps, really it's up to the subcommittee to determine, you know, what to do with the final disposition of the artwork. It has already been damaged by removal. So that's something, you know, that can be discussed here.
The first consideration is whether or not the artwork is recommended to be deaccessioned. And then if it is deaccessioned, in what matter would you recommend that it deaccession, and do you have all the information you need to make any of those decisions today?
Additionally, not to confuse things, because the artwork itself is the neighborhood identification project. So it's the arches, the artwork on the arches, the signs that denote the barrios around it, and the sculpture, which was an additional component. So what we're talking about is a sculpture and also the one sign that was formerly Cesar Chavez Way, what to do with that space and possibly rename it.
So the pedestal is not considered part of the artwork. That's why it was left behind, or why it hasn't been removed along with the sculpture itself.
Yes, and I also think because it's a big concrete block that would require an additional work, but yes, the pedestal we wanted to include it in these sessions so that it doesn't get left behind and there's just this piece of concrete hanging out.
Helga,
thanks y'all. Thank you all. This has been super informative, and I just wanted to put on the record, I wanted to advocate for that space that indicated Cesar Chavez Ave to commemorate and honor Barrio Libre. That's what I'm here for, is I would love to see that neighborhood, that historic Southside neighborhood that also coincides with the Pascuayaki community. I would love to see that recognition. That's what I wanted to plug for.
Jumping in, kind of based off that, Barrio Libre was also the name for Barrio Viejo prior to it being Barrio Viejo or Barrio Historico. So that the Barrio Libre we think of today is further south, but there is that kind of historical continuity.
I know this meeting is just about the deaccession, and that's kind of the point of this committee specifically, but have there been any discussions about what will go up in place of, you know, the sign that was taken down or the pedestal, if anything? I mean, I know that's not of our purview, but has that happened, or is that only going to be discussed once the business of this committee is concluded?
That'll happen in these discussions, what happens in the place of the sign, if it's going to be replaced with a different sign. It's obviously not going to stay blank. And the pedestal, that location is just not viable for a sculpture from our current assessment of the Arts Foundation team now. It's just unsafe to put something three-dimensional that large in that tight of a space. So the idea is the pedestal, pending the subcommittee's decision, the sculpture being removed, the pedestal would also be removed.
Thank you.
Additionally, for context, it's my understanding, and please weigh in, Kelly, that the the city has officially determined that that specific area is not suitable for additional artwork if and when this artwork becomes deaccessed from the collection.
That is true. That is what transportation has looked at and decided that, based on all of the things we were just talking about, that it's really not suitable.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Well, seeing no more hands raised, we could go ahead and move on to the next agenda item. Item six is requests for additions for future agenda items. This is the subcommittee members' opportunity to add items to a future agenda where you'll be able to discuss in depth anything that relates to this deaccession request. You could also ask for more information for the next meeting as well.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say if there's any requests for Arts Foundation to reach out to neighborhood associations or anything like that, we can do so for the next meeting for additional support.
I think this is the place to say this. So I know that just kind of nationally and by conversations I've been having locally, we want to remember the farm worker movement and we want to uplift the fact that it was not one person. It was not two people, right? This is a community that is continuing to this day. And so just thinking about the machista pushback, right? For like this, we have to honor the past. Like, as a historian, as somebody who knows how important this history is there anything that's going to be put in place? And it doesn't have to be in that same location. It does. I mean, like the Lourdes Huerta is like the obvious, like, okay, we're taking down the statue of this person, but that's also not getting to the, I think, the root in that this is a community, this is a communal effort, it is not one person. So I guess I'm just kind of forward thinking, like, this is going to come out, PAC-D has recommended we get rid of all of Chavez's stuff, but I don't want that conversation to just end there, right? We have to acknowledge that this violence is endemic, is systemic, is part of our ugly history. And so like really contextualizing why removing it right now is actually in the best interest of everybody. I don't know. I'm thinking ahead.
Thank you. Angela?
Yeah. And if I may add to what Alicia just shared, you know, I don't know if this would be relevant to the group, but part of the why we changed in the coalition, how we changed our name to Dolores Huerta Unity Coalition was because, you know, throughout history, they've tried to erase our names. They continue to try to erase our names, our history, our Mexican-American history. And so we left it. And if this is at all helpful to this group, we left Dolores Huerta because we felt that we needed a name that we could recognize, a name where, you know, we have a St. Hugh's neighborhood. We have people's names that have done really harming things to our communities here in Tucson, and they're still up. And so not to say that we wanted to leave the Cesar Chavez name, no. We didn't agree with any, so we changed the name, but also, you know, still wanting to have a name recognition where we feel identified. So we left Dolores Huerta as part of our name. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of background on how we changed it and why.
Thank you for the information. Kim?
I had a couple questions. I don't know if the public is allowed to suggest agenda items for future meetings, but I think it would be really interesting to know a little bit more about the local history of the area that, like, Nelda and Alicia were sharing. And I was thinking specifically, like, Dr. Otero could be a good resource. I don't know if they were reached out to and invited to these. And then I also had a question. Does it need to be farm worker themed? Like, I heard Alicia and I think at the beginning of the presentation, it's there's an initiative about the area. And I was just curious, does it need to stay within that theme, or could it be designated a new intention of public art in that space, like with the street name and the statue, et cetera?
Does anyone want to consider adding that to a future agenda? Any subcommittee members?
I would, yes.
Okay.
I think that sounds worthwhile to look into.
Will there be funding to do this, or is this something that we have to refund or to get money for?
A second. there's no current funding allocated for it, so it's something we would have to consider in these discussions.
Would you like that added to a future agenda?
Yeah. Yes.
Or just have information sent out to.
I would love to. You know, if we're talking about replacing it with something that is really representative of the Mexican American community, like maybe hyperlocal or, you know, national, however it is. But figuring out how to get new art there, I think, is really important. And paying for it is step one, maybe step two.
Thank you. And Kim?
I forgot I had a third thing. In regards to what happens to the art, I was thinking that either receiving public input or having it be a public process, and that's me taking off my Ward 1 hat, just as somebody who was born and raised here and lives, you know, like a mile away, I would have loved to know as a constituent that the statue was coming down. And I think that there's potential meaning that can be ascribed to survivors of gender-based violence. And so I'm curious about how the public is intentionally reached out to for input on what happens to the art and included in that process, so that if we wanted to watch it come down, we could. Or if we wanted to watch the next process of what happens to the art, we could. Just a thought.
Thank you. And I believe a public hearing is within your purview to call. Would any subcommittee member like to add that to a future agenda? Ms. Vasquez?
Okay. Alicia would.
Thank you.
Yes, I would as well. I wanted to know too, if that's something, and this might be just repeating what Kim said, so if it is, I apologize, to do something like that with coming up with what will actually be on the sign itself, because as someone who's like very invested, you know, I have family members that were farm workers and were part of this movement, so I feel very invested in this personally. But as someone who does not live in the area, I feel like I should not be like one of a very few, you know, handful of votes of what gets to be put in its place. So I would like if there could be some kind of dialogue, or, you know, I'm willing to invest the time and energy into reaching out with the community there to see what their thoughts should be, if this should be, again, continuing on with the theme of remembering the farm workers movement, or as stated before, of something that relates more directly to that specific community in the area where that sign is.
Thank you. Nelda?
Just one last comment as an audience member, and to plant a seed in the committee members' brains, is I would love to suggest melting down the steel and then making shovels out of them. You know, if we want to go based and stay true to like the farm worker movement. Just an idea, just in case that thought can live somewhere else and people could be known about the potential of melting down the steel and creating shovels and giving them out for free or asking for donations to possibly fund the next possible thing that's going to happen. Just a thought and suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. And then the DX session and a subsequent disposition of the artwork will definitely be on the next agenda. Genesis?
I just have a question in terms of the process for the public hearing. Would this be something that PACD would organize, or would it be more of a City of Tucson kind of public hearing at a mayor and council meeting? And I'm just asking that because I feel like sometimes this, if it was like during a PACD meeting time, the accessibility for it for different folks in town to attend would be difficult. Whereas, and I don't know what the, like a public hearing at mayor and council would entail, just because I don't know how we would put that on the agenda and whatnot. Just so I'm curious as to like when we say public hearing and even like a public notification, because like how would we go about that? Would it be the commission itself, or would we want to task the City of Tucson to do? Just some thoughts.
Adriana?
Oh, thank you, Genesis. We had in anticipating this outcome, the city and the public art team, we've been in conversation to see what are the most viable options to ensure that we have a safe place for community members to provide input with respect to the outcome of this subcommittee. And so we would be working very collaboratively with you and the city to make this space as intentional as possible to provide the subcommittee with the information and public input that they need to make a recommendation and maybe even write up an official opinion like they do in the Supreme Court.
Thank you. Any other thoughts or rather requests for future agenda items?
Yeah, I just want to put out there that the Mexican American Museum could be a space of maybe not like a city or a county place where folks can come. So if we did want to have a public conversation or even like a location for folks to come and chat with, you know, maybe this committee to hear their concerns, you know, we're open to that. So I just want to give everybody that option.
Thank you. Adriana?
Is Kim still here? Oh, there you are. Kim, wait, are you, is it possible to share about this evening's convening?
Yes. Okay, without my Ward 1 hat, I love Nola's idea, and I was thinking the same thing, but I was thinking specifically about pecan trees, because as an ethnic studies alum, I don't think we have to always highlight California. We're not in California. And I know that this whole area, like even when my grandfather was young, it was all pecan trees. And there was pecan trees in Yuma. So I love the idea of commemorating farm workers in general and Arizona's rich farm worker history. Maybe through significant objects like a pecan tree or a shovel or, you know, something that's, not capable of causing harm to other humans. And in my Ward 1 hat, tonight the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson, Lane Santa Cruz, is going to be hosting a community forum at 5 to 7:30 at the El Rio Neighborhood Center in Room 1. And it will be specifically, I loved exactly what Adriana said, collective engagement and input, not about a specific park or monument, but getting community data and getting community input to shape a future policy in regards to parks and naming slash renaming. The city policy is currently in transition. It's being looked at. So that's also happening tonight. It's open to the public. There will be dinner at 5, and then we'll start the formal event from 5:30 to 7:30. I just sent Hennessy's an email because I wonder if these two things can be combined, and could there be like a public hearing at Mayor and Council on a policy for parks and art. So sort of like a public city art, parks, monuments, et cetera, so that the input from this group and the input from the town hall could be considered collaboratively towards a policy.
Thank you. Adrian?
Thank you for sharing that, Kim. I appreciate the opportunity for the Arts Foundation to collaborate with the Office of Cultural Affairs and City Council with respect to creating that cohesive alignment between all departments for the City of Tucson, and certainly a conversation we can continue to have with our colleagues with the city. There's a lot of work already underway that Kelly is leading for there to be more cohesion and communication between departments, and I think that, you know, this aligns very much with the Somos Uno Cultural Plan.
Thank you. Any other requests?
I don't know if this is something that needs to go on the agenda, if anyone has an answer now of, is there any, I know we're focusing on this particular intersection, but are there other Chavez works around the city that are within the purview of PACD and the City of Tucson? And will separate committees have to be formed for all of them, or will this one be responsible? Okay. Thank you, Adam. Okay. Thank you.
Will, do you want to answer it?
Sure. There are three known public artworks. Sixth Avenue Bridge, which is titled Viva Cesar Chavez, is currently under the process of maintenance. So in for this project specific, this location, it's the complete removal of the sculpture and any components depicting Chavez. So it's under deaccession, where the bridge, we've worked with the artist, and there's ways to modify it. So it's a maintenance project versus a removal, because the other components honoring the farmers workers movement will stay in place. And that'll be another discussion that will happen separately from this, but we will, as the discussion of having cross collaboration on the topic at hand, I think it's important that when we talk about these other processes, these other objects, that there's a through line. So that's something I think we can identify here between the Sixth Avenue work. And there's also recently a work at Ori Park that it's a big mural. Many of you have probably seen it. And then there was a depiction of Chavez, a very small portion of it. So working with community and the artists, that was a quick change to where the artist selected, opted to remove the depiction of Chavez and put in a women farm worker with no specific person. And then the background is of the farm workers movement as a whole. So yeah, going forward, this location and the Sixth Avenue location will be discussed separately, but there'll also be crossover, because as you know, with this location, there's a park that was formerly named Cesar Chavez Way Pocket Park, which would be a great location for a new artwork if there was one.
Thank you.
And to address the question of the subcommittee, I believe it was PACD's intention and the city's intention that this particular subcommittee as new discoveries or possible artworks for DX session, this will be the group that is poised. No, because the subject matter is about all the specific request was all city assets, and within our purview, it's artworks.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other requests for future agenda items? Okay, seeing none, we will go ahead and move on to the last item, adjournment. Meeting is adjourned at 11:07 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks all. Have a good one.